Hello and welcome to Junior Mining Network Radio, exclusive to juniorminingnetwork.com and produced by thenewswire.com. I'm Pat Beechner. This is part two of our focus on Equitas Innovations, a proposed new stock exchange for Canada that now is in the public input stage, with the Ontario Securities Commission having issued a notice and request for comment on the venture, which we strongly suggest anyone with any interest in the issue or this industry at all participate in. You can go to equitasinnovations.com to read more and to do so. Dateline for this program is we're in studio September 19, 2013. The cutoff date for input and feedback for the OSC is September 27th, so there is still some time indeed to contribute. We'll touch on the request for comment momentarily, but Joss, first, the first question that comes to my mind overall with the whole venture is, how does one go about starting a stock exchange?
Well, the very first thing that you need to do is have your eyes and your ears open and understand what the issues are in the marketplace. You know, you don't start an exchange for the pleasure of starting an exchange and to create complexity in the environment. What we realized and what we saw is that we have a lot of challenges today in the capital marketplace environment and in the way that marketplaces have been operated. And what we really want to do is come with solutions to tackle that. And once we have identified a number of solutions, you know, our next logical step, of course, is dialogue. And then you want to talk with the stakeholders in the industry. And you don't want to talk only with dealers, you know, but you want to talk with all the stakeholders. And you want to particularly talk also with the core stakeholders, those that are at the heart of the exchange. And we often forget at the heart of the exchange, it's investors and issuers. So we are today in that process of dialogue, and we're having lots of good discussion. We're getting feedback and just name it. Part of the stakeholders that you talk with are also the regulators, and we've had some very good discussions with them also, and I'll come back to that in a few seconds. Once the dialogue is done, you focus, of course, on making sure that all your funding is there. And when you get that, and we, Equitas, have the commitments, it usually says a lot about the quality of your vision and the quality of your solutions. You know, when you look at our shareholders and the commitments towards us, I think that we are coming with answers to the problems that we have today. And once the funding is there, well, then, you know, you want to bring all the regulatory approvals home. That is a very important one. And it ends with a very tight execution plan where it's all about, you know, having the right people in your team, having the right technology, working closely together with all the industry stakeholders, because it comes with a lot of integration with systems and tools that they are using, and spending a lot of time on explaining how it will all work, because, you know, you are adding a new component in that marketplace. So that is how you approach it, and I've done it a few times in my life, and you slowly start to figure out, you know, where your big challenges are and what you need to focus on. Timelines. Today, we are, as I said, in a process of dialogue, and the regulator of Ontario here, the Ontario Securities Commission, is helping us with that dialogue, because, you know, we come with some very innovative concepts in our trading solutions, and they put a number of those concepts forward to the public for comments. And that is very important to us because, you know, we want to make sure that some of our key concepts will be supported by the regulators before, you know, we engage in all the investments. So that is the process where we are now, and we hope that by the end of October, early November, we have a view on some of those key features. If that is fine and we feel comfortable to go ahead, well, then we get into the next stages, and that is applying for the official recognition as an exchange, and executing upon the entire plan. And I hope that we can then see a new exchange in place somewhere towards the end of 2014, the beginning of 2015. It's a big project. It comes with a lot of complexity, so you don't do that in a couple of months.
Joss, a proposed new exchange, is it going to be sector-centric in any way, shape, or form? Our audience on this show, obviously, mining and resource. But you look at an exchange like the NASDAQ that's more geared toward technology, biotech. What about this new exchange? How is it going to be designed? Would it be all sectors straight across the board?
We will be all-inclusive. The issues that I talk about and that I've talked about before are not sector-specific. So, you need to come with solutions for all the sectors. One thing that I want to reiterate and maybe stress is while we will make our offering available for all sectors and all companies, seeking to list or seeking funding, the listings that we want to see on our exchange or the corporations that we would like to support in going public are corporations that we want to be ready for it and ready for all the responsibilities that come with it. Companies that are not ready, that is really where we developed that private market with solutions really tailored to their needs.
Jos, in so far as the parameters of working with this proposed new market moving forward, for those who want information as far as the guidelines, what's required, what they need to do, etc., where do folks go or who do they contact?
Well, we are definitely extremely open to talk with the potential issuers or people who would like to go public or I should say in general, people who would like to seek some funding about the solutions that we want to implement. I would also say have a look at our website and please, if you can, participate in the debate. I mentioned it earlier that the OSC issued a paper for comment. That one is not going specifically on the private equity market component of what we do, but it's talking about many of the issues we see in the markets today where companies are listed companies are being traded. Please react to that. Participate. Give your comments. Tell us what you think about how markets work today, what the issues are. React to the types of solutions that we have, and you can react in multiple ways. And again, all that information is available on our website. But yes, we would absolutely engage with anyone who wants to discuss this.
Jos, to reiterate as well, again, that's the Ontario Securities Commission. They've issued their notice and request for comment. That period for people to provide the input is coming up relatively quickly, and people can access it at your website, equitasinnovations.com. What is the cutoff date?
Yeah, the cutoff date is September the 27th. So, time is slowly running out. And, we try to reach out to as many people as possible, of course, to make them aware and make them aware of what is at stake. I think we have here today with this entire initiative, an incredible group of financial institutions came together to come with new solutions and new ideas. We have a bit of a generational opportunity to change things, to tackle many of the issues that that we face today in our markets. And by the way, I never stress it enough, this is not Canada-specific. These issues are everywhere. The only difference here in Canada is that we have a very concentrated service model today. But this is an opportunity that they should really take up and react to, and they should put in their comments. And if you look at the request for comments from the regulator, you will see there's a lot of very technical questions in there. Answer what you can answer, or just share your experiences, your views, your problems, even if you don't answer specifically the questions. We made available on the website you mentioned earlier a support letter that can be sent in as a comment and it could be used as an example, or you can even fill it in over there. We also made available a kind of multiple choice comment letter where, we try to simplify the questions and give people the opportunity to agree, disagree, et cetera, et cetera. But, use it because it's not going to happen very often that you have a number of organizations. And we're talking here about organizations like Investor Group. We're talking about OMAS, PSP, RBC, ITG, Barclays, just name them. Bell is in the CI Financial, who come together and who are willing to address those issues. If we don't feel comfortable that the regulators will be supportive of the things that we want to do, then we cannot go ahead with this because, there's no benefit of launching another market that is more of the same as what we already have. If we come with something, we have to come with something that is going to tackle issues and that's going to bring solutions to the challenges that that we have. And it's now that everyone, issuers, investors, and dealers should take the pen in their hands or go to the website and share their views. And whatever they are, but share your views and comment. Make your voice heard.
Joss, over the years, there have been various microcap-oriented stock exchanges, both here in Canada and the United States. The OTC, pink sheets, the gray sheets, closer to home, the CNSX, formerly to that, it was called the CNQ, the Venture Exchange as well, where in cases, rules of engagement for listed companies have been less than stringent, or at least relaxed. And certain unscrupulous manipulators have been able to skirt rules long enough in those cases to pocket a lot of money before the proverbial house of cards caves in and people lose a lot of money. What are some of the guidelines and rules in place with Equitas when up and running that make sure that that is not the case and that does not happen?
What you need to keep in the back of your mind is that Equitas will only come with a listing venue for senior securities. We are not looking and we are not seeking to list small and mid-cap securities or micro-cap securities. And our listing rules for those senior securities, you know, will be extremely clear, will be stringent, and they will be in line with what you know at the TSX. The big element where we want to differentiate ourselves probably is that, you know, we'll make sure, of course, that we will be competitive from a fees perspective, and we want to take as much discretion as possible out of the process, have a very clear process, so that you avoid a lot of uncertainty when you want to list. For the other companies, that is where we say we have our private market. And there you are looking at an environment, you know, where we will also have a series of rules and mechanisms in place. But it's also an environment where we are involving not the classical retail investor, but the accredited investor. So the more sophisticated investor and people, you know, who are also more risk tolerant. So we are creating an environment where that type of issues that maybe took place in the past cannot take place, because either you have to be a senior listing or you're going to be on the private market where your investor community is of a totally different nature. But what is also very important to think about, because I often get the question, is Equitas competition of the TMX, the TSX, the TSXV? And I always want to say no. Competing with the TSX is competing and doing the same as what they do. You know, competing on fees and competing on making your systems faster. And that's what all competition is about in today's world of marketplaces. We want to come with something different. We want to give choice to the marketplace. And we want to say, look, markets can work in a different way, where it's not all about making the high-frequency trader happy. But it's a funny thing to say, but it's like going a little bit back to the past where, you know, we focus on the investor and you focus on the issuer.
Joss, an absolutely fascinating time in this industry, in this sector. In closing, this the second part of this two-part series. For those that want more information, where do folks go? Who do they get a hold of? How do they participate?
You know, the easiest way to reach us, of course, you mentioned it yourself before. It's our website, equitasinnovations.com. And by the way, for those who wonder what Equitas means, it means fairness. In Latin, and what we want to do is to reestablish, you know, a balanced and fair market where everyone's interests are taken care of. But the best way is our website, equitasinnovations.com, and if you send a mail there or if you reach out, you will have an answer from us, and I would be very, very happy to take up conversations with any people who would have questions, who would like more information about what we do.
Joss Schmidt, Chief Executive Officer of Equitas Innovations. And again, all information, emails, phone numbers, key contacts can be found at the website equitasinnovations.com. Joss, thank you for this.
Thank you, Pat. It was a pleasure.